Welcome to the phenomenal show.
Hey.
I don't see AJ Styles.
You have me, though.
That's true.
And most importantly, you have April.
That's right.
Actually, most importantly, we have Josh.
Nah, most importantly, we have the cat.
Josh has got a new haircut.
I have hair.
You do? Did you pull it back or something?
No, it's just normal. Well, normally I have
it goes back naturally like that.
Okay. Normally.
It's starting to retreat from the forefront.
Yeah, that's why I normally keep it shaved, but it's cold, so.
Yeah,
I
don't.
Got to keep his head warm for that male prostituting.
Yeah, that's true. No one wants a cold head near them.
Yes.
No.
That's not what you pay for.
Oh, man.
What show are we doing? Oh, yeah, welcome to the Potty Slam, a wrestling historical podcast where we talk about the locker room and beyond.
Speaking of beyond, because this just happened last week.
Okay.
Did you guys hear about the newest releases from the WWE?
Yeah.
Two of them I was not surprised about, of course. That mm-hmm. was Summer Rae
mm-hmm.
and
Darren Young, who yep. I was surprised to find was still employed.
Yeah. No, I guess that's what surprised me most, is that I thought they had been gone already.
I'm pretty sure. I was pretty convinced that Bob Backlund had kidnapped him and
yeah.
put him in a trunk of a car.
No, he's too good for that.
But Emma, which
that was a big one. I didn't see it coming.
I guess so.
I'd like to know the backstory behind that, because I find it kind of odd that she would get let go right after she has a big match with Asuka.
That was very strange.
Like, did she quit? Was
she
fired?
Did not quit.
She was let go.
She was let go because I think on her Twitter she put just a broken heart yeah. emoji.
Yes. Well, and not only was it a match against Asuka, because obviously that happened, and it was two matches, mm-hmm. but they were both good matches.
Yeah.
And so that was why I was really surprised to see that she had been released. And I hope that she can go to one of these other big, you know, Ring of Honor, mm-hmm. New Japan, and she can flourish there, because I think she was all right. Not the best in the ring, but
I mean, not like the reaction like on online was like, oh my God, they just like, I was like,
meh.
Yeah.
She wasn't Nikki Bella or anything.
Right. It's not like they just axed Charlotte Flair.
Right.
No one's.
And the thing is, most of the time, WWE gets it right.
Yeah.
I mean, remember Damian Sandow is going to be, we should have been this, and this.
Right.
They let him go. What's happened?
Exactly.
Right.
But once in a while, you get like a Drew McIntyre who like mm-hmm. took the opportunity, reinvented himself, and now
right.
he's back. And
I kind of wonder if that's what's going to happen. Like, not that they're confirmed that they've left, but like with Nia Jax and with mm-hmm. Neville, and because Neville, I'm disappointed. I mean, I understand why he would be upset and leave, but
I guess so.
Well, Nia Jax is back. She was.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she was on Raw.
Gotcha.
I'm a strong believer that if the WWE didn't keep up on their part of this contract,
right,
he would have a problem with it.
Yeah.
So, but if he does ask for mutual release, okay, then yes,
right.
And of course, I've always said that I think that maybe Vince has an idea of what he's doing. I know, and I think that they are embracing social media, because you can see where there's been Baron Corbin and The Miz have been feuding online.
Weren't we talking about how buried Baron Corbin was like a month ago?
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Now he's the United States champion. So mm-hmm.
right. So who's to say that Vince has finally embraced social media and said, you know what, we're going to keep this kayfabe thing going?
I mean, he just recently embraced burritos. So
exactly.
So that being said, everyone thinks Neville's done. What if he's just having him bide his time? He's doing something else. He's about
right.
to. He's going to come back into the main card.
I would like to see him back on the main roster.
I think it's better. Although, I mean, as fun as it is watching him on 205.5, yeah, he's
no, he's better than that.
So,
but
well,
one quick other little announcement
yes.
that I had read online that I wasn't sure if you guys were aware of or had heard of. It's not confirmed yet, but it is rumored that Bradley Cooper of The Hangover mm-hmm. and, you know.
Oh, boy. Tons of good movies, yes.
Yeah. Has apparently picked up a role in a new movie. It's a Vince McMahon biopic.
Really?
Yeah, and he will be playing young Vince McMahon.
I've always wondered, because I'm like, is it biopic or biopic?
I thought it was biopic.
But I've heard it pronounced biopic other way.
Biopic sounds like a robotic arm.
Sure. Either way,
yeah, I know, just dumb things that crawl into my brain.
Right. So yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. That like, because I would watch that. I think that would be a really successful film.
Yes.
Well, and based on our episode where we talked about Vince's young life.
Yeah, that's going to be some dark shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably going to be good.
He just gave a speech at a college, Vince McMahon did, and he touches on like his past.
He touches on touching?
On being touched on, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole gun.
Oh, boy. Yeah, man. Oh.
Well, can we, now that we've talked about the locker room, let's talk about the beyond.
Yeah, I actually have a really interesting topic for us this evening.
Ooh.
It's not necessarily a locker room story, but it's more of the beyond.
Okay.
I think. I got to thinking, what happens? I started on the same vein after these, after Emma and after Darren Young and after Summer Rae. What do you do after the WWE? Like, we know a lot of the larger stars obviously go on to do movies or get television shows, but like when you're a younger, or not a younger, when you're not as a successful WWE superstar, what then? What happens next?
I would guess if you're a guy, I mean, you're big, you could do like be a security guard or
stuntman would seem to be like a natural fit for wrestlers.
Well, I looked it up, and this is a list of 15 former WWE stars who now have jobs you would not believe.
I probably will believe them, but okay.
Right.
I just love those.
Okay, how about this? 15
Number former, 7 will make your head explode.
Right. 15 former WWE stars who will have jobs that'll make you go,
okay.
Oh, all right. That's different. Yeah. All right, so first on the list is Spike Dudley. Oh, I don't know if you remember him. He was like the smallest of the Dudley family. He was the little shrimpy one. He was one of the more popular members of the family and went on to have successful-ish stints in WWE, ECW, and TNA. He hung it up in 2004.
Okay.
Since his retirement, he started his family, has two children, and now works as a financial planner.
Okay. Can make sense. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Just because of, I mean, Mick Foley would probably be a great financial advisor.
Based true.
On, you know, these guys have to, I mean, every dime they make really needs to be kept track of because they have to, I believe they have to pay their own way everywhere.
Right.
And I believe they cover their own medical. So yeah, you kind of have to be a stickler for your money.
Thanks, Obama.
So, number 14 on the list is Vicky Guerrero.
Oh, yeah.
Who, of course, came to the WWE following the death of her husband, Eddie, in 2005.
But by the way, you can say what you want about Vince.
Mm-hmm.
That was a wonderful thing to do.
That was a wonderful thing to do.
Completely agree.
She had a bunch of different storylines with Edge and Dolph Ziggler. And
one of the best heels I can remember in recent times.
Yeah.
No doubt. And let's face it. She came out, and you knew she was coming out, and she said, "Excuse me."
Yeah.
That was gold.
Exactly.
It was pure gold.
So currently, she is married to a man named Chris Benson. I know.
He started Chris Benson.
No, not another one. her daughter, Shawl, was actually in NXT.
She was in NXT, right?
Left after Vicky Guerrero left, and now Vicky Guerrero is working as a medical administrator.
Good for her. I knew she was.
She's got the haircut for it.
She definitely has that.
She has that administrative assistant haircut.
I knew she went back to school.
Yeah.
So that's what it was for.
That's what it was for.
Okay.
Yep.
See, I was wondering if Shaw was a soccer player or she worked in a scarf.
Sorry, dude. I stepped all over your joke. That was my fault. I'll take the blame.
But damn it. I was working towards it.
The only thing, I know. The only thing that would have been better if you said she became a librarian.
Excuse me. Exactly. I don't know. Vicky Guerrero seems like she'd be a good administrator because she has that, like, can I speak to the manager haircut?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So number 13 is Jimmy Wang Yang.
Porn star.
He's not a porn star.
Surprisingly young, too. I think he's still in his 30s, and he's been wrestling for like 90 years.
Yeah. He wrestled in the Cruiserweight division from 2006 until 2010.
And before that, he was with WCW for forever.
Yeah. So he was suspended for 30 days for failing the WWE's wellness policy in 2008.
Oh, good Lord.
And it kind of never got back on track after then. After he was released in 2010, he attempted to start a pest control business called Jimmy's Pest Control in Cincinnati. And now he is the driver of a redneck party bus.
All right.
That sounds...
So,
boy, that sounds like it would be fun for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then it would just be exhausting.
Well, he could say, hey, did you watch professional wrestling? And then he'd be an instant star. That's with his clientele. Yeah.
All right, number 12 is Molly Holly.
Mm. Oh.
One of the most memorable women's wrestlers of past generations. She was super ahead of her time. She decided to walk away from the company in 2005.
Okay.
She did the independent wrestling circuit for a few years and then started a job as a teen counselor.
Okay.
She took public speaking classes, got her license in massage therapy, and then did some investing in real estate. So now she actually works as a charity worker.
Oh, good for her.
So, wow.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's like fits her character.
Yeah. Number 11 is Simon Dean.
Ah, I remember him. Yes, he was the fitness guru.
The fitness guru, and that was after his spell as Nova in the Blue World Order.
Best worst entrance music was his, because it sounded like those 80s exercise video commercials.
He promoted the Simon system for a number of employees.
Came in on a the Segway.
Yeah, yep.
Nice.
So he retired from the physical aspects of business after the gimmick kind of didn't go over as much as they thought it would. And he wanted to work backstage and learn how the company was managed from within. His experience back there and learning more of the financial aspect actually inspired him to go back and become a bank manager.
Oh, wow.
So
some money in there.
Right. Number 10, Trevor Murdoch. He was former tag team champion. Lance Cade.
Yeah, I believe passed away.
Yes, he is. He passed away. They split in 2008, and neither of them really had anything to do with WWE after that. Hmm. Murdoch did some independent circuit stuff, but it was very, very brief. He did a brief stint in TNA.
Okay.
And then now he is a fiber optic cable installer for a heavy equipment company. Hmm. Yeah. Right. See that?
Yeah. He just looked like the kind of guy who would install cable.
Yeah, exactly. Number 9 is Snitsky.
Oh, Gene Snitsky.
Oof. Yeah.
That guy was,
he was a big boy.
He's big.
Yes. Dominant physical presence in WWE in the early 2000s.
Oh, I remember when he kicked a baby.
That doesn't surprise me.
I think it was Lita's. It was a baby doll, but it
probably looked nothing like a real baby. Yeah, at all. No.
He requested his release back in 2008. He did a brief stint on the independent circuit. That seems to be kind of the what happens
because it's a quick way to make cash because you have the name recognition.
Well, and I would have to think it's a hard transition to go from like television stardom to like.
Independence, but sometimes they can make more money quickly,
right? With the name
and Cody Rhodes.
Dates.
Oh, exactly.
I've been watching Ring of Honor lately.
Yeah,
when I have the time, it's hard to find time to watch all this stuff. But he is tearing it off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. Snitsky now,
ADD kicking in.
Right. Oh, yeah. He has been making YouTube videos. He had moved into acting and was part of Walking Dead films 100 Acres of Hell.
Okay.
That was released in October of last year, and he didn't do any other acting jobs besides that. And now he's a landlord in the UK.
I'd pay rent right on time every time.
No kidding.
Before
that's
even.
Not someone you want banging
Here's
on your door
the next
for money.
6 months.
Yeah. All right. Number 8 is Ivory.
I had a crush on her.
Yes.
She wrestled in Glow.
Oh, did she really?
Yep.
Nice.
We've been meaning to watch that, but yeah,
I know we haven't quite gotten there yet.
I can't.
We gotta finish
the television
show. Yeah,
yeah. I can't pick out her character in that one because they don't use the actual names. But
right.
There's also on Netflix an actual Glow documentary.
Oh, nice.
And she is on that.
Very cool.
Oh, fair enough.
Now, Ivory was popular, or at least more well known, because of her stance on the right to censor.
Yep.
Where she was super against sexualization of women in the company.
It's when she really broke out as a character when she started doing that.
Right. And because there was some... That was not a universally agreed upon topic, she decided not to renew her contract in 2005.
Okay.
So when she left the company, she began working on a career in landscaping before she found her real passion when she was working with animals. She opened up her own dog daycare center called Downtown Dog in 2007 and then started taking grooming lessons.
That is awesome.
So, yeah. Because,
you know, her passion was wrestling.
Right.
And to find something else that you really love to do is really cool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
We're about to hit 7. Get ready to have your minds blown, everybody. That's
right. All right. Number 7 is Sean Stasiak.
Am I saying that? Yeah.
Stasiak, yeah.
Whose father was a world champion for WWE.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Yep. He's a former 15-time hardcore champion.
Woo.
Yeah.
That's a lot of chair shots.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. He decided to retire from wrestling back in 2002. He went back to school and studied to be a chiropractor.
Oh.
Apparently, that's what you do after you have 15 hardcore championships. Mm-hmm. He just wanted it for himself.
He just readjusts
himself.
Oh,
I do that every day.
Yeah, right?
I'm doing it right now.
I don't trust chiropractors.
No, I don't either. It sounds scary.
Something about...
But yeah, as well as being a chiropractor, he's also a motivational speaker and works with children using a character that he reportedly created back in college to be able to help them understand his teachings in a simpler way.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, nice guy.
Still using that creative part of his brain, though.
Yeah. Number 6 is Paul Burchill.
Okay.
He was...
Oh, yes. He was a cruiserweight guy.
Yep. And he is mostly remembered by the fact that he came down to the ring...
As a friggin' pirate,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was a pirate. And he swung into the SmackDown arena, and that gimmick didn't...
I don't know how it didn't take off. It was silly enough to be good.
Well, that was like in the height of like the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So they were kind of milking that. So once the entrance thing kind of wore off, the gimmick,
then you were stuck with John Burchill.
Right. There was a strange
Paul Burchill, my bad.
Right. There was a strange storyline with his sister Katie Lee Burchill.
Okay.
And they kind of ran out of things to do with him, so he was released in 2010. He stepped away from his life in the spotlight and instead became a full-time firefighter and paramedic.
Hey.
Wow.
So, yeah, and he actually right now is returning to school so he could get him is working on his master's degree so he can become a nurse practitioner.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Taking care of the
people. A lot of bright minds here.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Certainly. I think you see all the highly successful people you're going to see.
Right. Nydia.
Oh, yeah.
She was the first winner of Tough Enough.
Right?
Yep, yeah. 2001. That meant she won a contract with the company for a year, and she was brought to SmackDown as a heel valet for Jamie Noble.
I think she was the best of all the Tough Enough winners. I think she was probably the best one.
Yeah.
Well, she did win.
Well, I mean, they've had subsequent
right,
ones,
and right.
Really none of them
ever did anything.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny Nitro did.
Eh,
a little bit.
Yeah.
A little. That's a whole other subject to be talking about.
Yeah, no joke. So she was drafted to Raw and turned face, but as part of WWE budget cuts, she was released towards the end of 2004. After her wrestling career was over, she didn't really pursue anything after that, in independent or anything. She started studying at the Culinary Institute in Houston, Texas, back in 2010. Ever since then, she has been raising her daughter, who she gave birth to in 2007. And she is currently the Girl Scout troop leader for her daughter's group, where she looks after 11 other little girls.
That's so adorable.
I know. Isn't that cute?
That's awesome.
All right. Number 4 is Ted DiBiase Jr.
Oh, yeah.
So
a guy I don't know. I always got the feel that he never wanted to be a wrestler.
No. He was mostly there because of daddy. It's hard already enough to like follow in your father's footsteps.
Well, especially Ted DiBiase. That's a big name to try and follow.
Right.
I can
big personality to follow.
Just being named after your dad, because that's what I would with me,
right.
And then I end up getting kind of into the same thing as him.
Mm-hmm.
People remind you like
right.
want to tell you how you are and are not like your dad.
Exactly. Well, and that's I think a lot of the problem that he had was that they tried to recreate him as his dad, and that'd be like trying to make Goldust Dusty Rhodes.
Right.
You can't.
Well, especially because didn't they at one point try to bring back the $1 million belt?
He had it for a bit, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they were pushing too hard, and unfortunately, if your heart's not there...
Exactly.
And yeah, like I said, Ted DiBiase, to try and follow him that kind of... like that personality, that's not easy.
Yeah,
especially if it, like I said, it didn't seem like it seemed like he was in wrestling because that was the family business,
right?
As opposed to that's what he wanted to do.
So he requested his release back in 2013 and decided to focus his time on family. Since then, he's picked up a job in an executive position with collegegaragesale.com, a college textbook e-commerce website.
Really good idea, actually.
Yeah, right? It allows him to spend time he wants with his son, and he gets to be there and watch him grow up.
Awesome.
Kind of like, I'm sure, what he did not have. Yeah, so that's got to be nice for him. Number three on our list is Scotty Too Hotty.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm going to guess. He spins the little arrow at like the pizza sign place. He seemed like the kind of guy who would really enjoy that job.
Right. Well, after he was released from WWE in 2007, he continued to wrestle on the independent circuit for a number of years, something that he still takes part in occasionally now.
Okay. Loves it.
But also began training as a firefighter and EMT.
Ooh, first responder.
Yeah. So it was reported this year that Scotty Too Hotty had returned to WWE in a trainer capacity and now works down in WWE's Performance Center.
Oh, yeah.
Good spot for him.
Yeah. Number two is Rick Steiner.
Oh.
Yeah. Well known in the WCW as one half of the Steiner brothers.
Dog face gremlin.
He became a recognizable face in WWF from 92 to 94. Mm-hmm. He decided to return to WCW. And then when WWE purchased the company in 2001, his contract was one of many that were not picked up. He went on to enjoy a stint in TNA before he began selling real estate in 2004. He's currently the owner of Rick Steiner and Associates in Atlanta.
He has associates.
Yes, and also a school board member at the Cherokee County School District.
Okay.
He ran unopposed for the position in 2006 and won.
Yeah, who would oppose the Steiner? Yeah. Like, see him like, nope, done. Right.
All right, and number one on our list for this evening.
Let's see if we can guess. Somebody that went to a completely different career. Do you have any guesses?
Boy, I'm going to say, name a name because nothing's popping into my head right now.
Even though she's current, I'm going to say Mickey James because she became a country musician. And
well, Star's pushing it. Well, not that good.
I said country musician.
Okay, fair
and I think she does some stuff with like horses and whatnot. Horse breeding or something.
Thank you for clearing that up because...
That too.
I've seen some stuff with horses.
She does some stuff with horses. Yeah, right. All right. So, number one on the list is Eve Torres.
Oh my gosh.
She won the final live WWE Diva Search back in 2007 and became Divas Champion. Okay. She was popular for a number of years before she asked for her release back in 2012. She asked for her release so she could concentrate on her role as an instructor as part of the Gracie Women Empowered Self-Defense Program.
She was an MMA.
Yeah, she is trained in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and holds a purple belt from the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Academy and is also an accomplished kickboxer. Along with her exploits in self-defense, Eva is an event manager and along with her sister-in-law, opened her own event rental company called Enjoy the Party Enjoy the Party a few years ago. She is also an ambassador for WWE as well as a mother.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Those are your top 15 oddest. I wouldn't say really any of them are odd or like mind-blowing.
No.
But it's sort of interesting to think of WWE superstars like outside the ring and as like a regular Joe capacity. Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's like Glenn Jacobs or Kane running for mayor. Like a lot of these brains a lot of these people are very bright and they didn't know that they would be able to make it as a professional wrestler. So a lot of times they were going to school for something else and this is what just fell into their lap.
Yeah.
R-Truth is a strange one because he was trying to be a hip hop artist for years.
Yeah.
I mean, still trying.
Right.
I'm pretty sure you have to be good at hip hop to be like a successful artist.
Yeah, but there is a lot of pictures of him with like 50 Cent.
I know.
Snoop. And
it's weird.
It's interesting.
He's just not as good as Randy Savage.
No one can be as good as Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that was
very interesting.
I thought so too. I came upon that and I thought that would be a fun one to share.
Neato.
So, if you weren't podcasting, Josh, what would you be doing?
Well, I'd probably be doing a Stiff Joystick podcast.
So you'd still be podcasting if you weren't podcasting?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, that's fine. We can go right into the plugs. That's fine.
That's a fun topic. If I wasn't a prostitute or a podcaster...
Would you be a prostitute because of your culinary background?
I do love me some pasta. No, if I could walk away and do something that I love to mm-hmm. do and make money. Actually, you know what? I would say it would be doing something with radio or podcasting. If I could make this a full-time career, I would.
Make it happen, people. Donate.
Yeah, would you?
How about you, wife?
God, I don't know. Kind of, it's odd because I am doing my dream job mm-hmm. right now, which is like not having a job. Mm-hmm. But it is because I'm a stay-at-home mom. I was
about to say you're a mom. That's
but,
a job.
Right, but that's, I mean, even when I was little, like 5 and 6 years old, when mm-hmm. they would ask you in school, like, well, what do you want to be when I grow up? I want to be a mom. I want to mm-hmm. be a stay-at-home mom. And that's what I've always wanted. So if I had to choose to do something outside of that, oh, God. I guess it would be, geez, I don't, a librarian? I don't.
No, yeah, that's why I've always, my wife has wanted.
Yeah, I've always librarian. Thought that was a really, and even when I was in high school, considered that as a career, but there's a lot of schooling that you have to do to be a librarian. I'm
trying to imagine you being quiet.
Yeah, I know. See, that's why it wouldn't work.
So we'll take out radio for me as well, and I would probably say stand-up comedian.
I could see that. You could do that.
It's too bad I'm lazy. Claire's like going places.
Right, I know.
Talking to people.
Interacting with people.
Gross. Yeah.
That's what's nice about this. Is.
But since you are doing this, Josh, where can we find you?
Well, spoilers from 5 minutes ago. Stiff Joystick Podcast is the podcast I do.
And which one is coming up or just came out?
Let's see. That this is coming out next.
This is coming out Friday. So let's say come out. What just came out on Tuesday?
Oh, what just came out on Tuesday? That would be the Halloween episode.
Okay.
In which I had Ryan and Larry and Brian. Brian is officially our is on Stiff Joystick. He's part of the pod family. So yeah, we did a episode on scariest moments for us. In video games. It was a lot of fun to do. So, yeah, you can find that show on Facebook, Twitter, and Podbean.
April,
big,
I believe.
Big announcement news here.
I know. This is so exciting. I finally get to...
Just came out yesterday.
I know.
The numbers are impressive.
I know. We're so excited. We got so many listeners. So, starting yesterday, I actually have my own podcast now. I got rid of these... Dumb guys. You're not dumb.
Yes.
I love
them. No, but I mean, the smell of balls are no longer there.
Right, yes. Now it's just like flowers.
Really smell estrogen.
Yes. It's an estrogen round table. Mm-hmm.
Smell like lavender when we came back in.
Yeah, with me and some of my friends. My neighbor, Amy, and Larry's lovely wife, Erin, was on the inaugural episode. Mm-hmm. It's called Women with Wine, and we sit down and we drink wine and we just talk lady talk, and it's really, really fun. We always have like a certain topic that we mm-hmm. kind of go over. We talk about our what the fuck moments of the week. It's really, really fun.
Tell you, when I was editing it, I loved the cultural appropriation talk.
Yes, definitely.
The whole episode, and I don't mean to, because I'm not saying this because you're my wife.
He's saying this to keep himself out of the doghouse.
But I listened to it and I was like, man, even though this is a show about women and for women, it's definitely, guys, you can listen to it too. Yes. It's really funny.
You might learn a thing or two, dudes.
Yeah, right? Because, if you like me here and if you like me on Conspiracy Theory,
we love you everywhere.
Come find me on Women with Wine. We are on Facebook and Podbean.
Excellent. Conspiracy Therapy. You can, if you like the occult and
creatures and covers up, blankies,
because it's cold out. Put a blanket on and listen to Conspiracy Therapy. You can find that on Facebook, Twitter, Podomatic, iTunes.
And of course, there's what you're listening to right now. Of course, you're listening to the Potty Slam.
Mm-hmm. New listeners. We got an influx of new listeners again.
Yeah, you guys
this time
rule.
I think it's real. Because when I did some digging, it looked pretty real to me.
Good.
So. Yeah.
Glad to hear. We're happy to have you here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you come here every week and hear stories of the wrestlers and their shenanigans in the locker room and beyond. You can find this show, of course, on Facebook, Twitter, and Podomatic.
Yes, and you can find me on let me explain. I have the EFIS podcast. We're in hiatus right now because baseball season's over. But if you're interested, you can go back and listen to the last 118 episodes on podomatic.com or EFISpodcast.net. Available both places. So thank you for joining us this week, and we'll see you next week for the Potty Slam. Go to work. He ain't even knock, but I fell for you, shot it. Gotta let you know that I miss it, cause you're making me lift it. Go to work. Make me feel away. Wanna give you my name. Give you everything, cause it's worth it. You're the only one to make me nervous. My heart, baby girl, let's go. You know life's too short. Don't you miss the boat. See you riding on, riding on. Make me a chance if you wanna know. Baby girl, let's go. Don't you miss the boat.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.